Welcome to the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for September 2013. Brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. In this month's Corporate Restructuring Review, we'll discuss five topics. First, last month's largest Chapter 11 filings and other statistics. Second, large Chapter 11 filings TCR editors anticipate in the near term. Third, a quick review of the major pending disputes in Chapter 11 cases that we monitor day by day. Fourth, reminders about debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. And fifth, information you're unlikely to find elsewhere about new publicly traded securities being issued by Chapter 11 debtors. Part 1, September 2013 Mega Cases. Now let's review the largest Chapter 11 cases in September 2013. Danilo Munoz reports that the number of mega bankruptcy filings in September remained steady at 4, the same number as that in August. In comparison, there were 6 bankruptcy mega filings in July and 8 in June. During the first 9 months of 2013, there were 45 mega bankruptcy filings reported, including 12 that involved more than $1 billion in assets. For fiscal year 2012, there were a total of 12 companies that filed for Chapter 11 with excess of $1 billion in assets. 5 of those cases were commenced in May 2012. There were a total of 64 mega filings with assets in excess of $100 million in 2012, compared to 82 mega filings during the same period in 2011 and 106 in 2010. The largest Chapter 11 filing in September was filed by Brody Mining LLC, which listed estimated assets and liabilities of more than $1 billion. Brody Mining is engaged in coal mining and is an affiliate of Patriot Coal Corporation. Brody Mining and affiliate Patriot Ventures LLC filed Chapter 11 petitions on September 23, 2013 in the Bankruptcy Court for the Eastern District of Missouri. These cases have been jointly administered, for procedural purposes only, with the cases of Patriot Coal Corp and other subsidiaries. The second largest Chapter 11 filing was by Furniture Brands International Inc., whose balance sheet at June 29, 2013, showed $546.73 million in total assets, $550.13 million in total liabilities. Furniture Brands engages in the designing, manufacturing, sourcing, and retailing home furnishings. Furniture Brands markets products through a wide range of channels, including company-owned Thomasville retail stores, and through interior designers, multi-line independent retailers, and mass merchant stores. Furniture Brands has entered into an asset purchase agreement with affiliates of funds managed by Oaktree Capital Management, LP. Under the agreement, Oaktree will acquire substantially all of Furniture Brands' assets, except the company's Lane business, through a court-supervised auction process, subject to bankruptcy court approval and certain other conditions. Oaktree's bid will serve as a starting point for a sale process for the company, which may include other bidders. Furniture Brands also engaged in a process to evaluate sale alternatives for the Lane business and has received several indications of interest from potential acquirers. KPS Capital Partners LP has submitted a competing offer for $280 million for the Furniture Brands assets. The third largest Chapter 11 filing was by Friend Finder Networks and Affiliates, including lead debtor PMGI Holdings, Inc. Friend Finder and its affiliated entity sought bankruptcy protection on September 17, 2013, with a bankruptcy court for the District of Delaware. The debtor listed estimated assets of $465.3 million and debt totaling $662 million. Friend Finder Networks, formerly Penthouse Media Group, owns and operates a variety of social networking websites, including FriendFinder.com, AdultFriendFinder.com, Amigos.com, and AsiaFriendFinder.com. In total, its websites are offered in 12 languages to users in some 170 countries. The company also publishes the venerable adult magazine Penthouse and produces adult video content and related images. Friend Finder filed together with the Chapter 11 petition a proposed plan with details on the reorganization worked out before bankruptcy with about 80% of its first and second lien lenders. Holders of the $234.3 million in 14% first lien notes will be paid in full with an equal amount of new notes. Holders of $330.8 million on 2 issues of second lien notes will become the new owners. Unsecured creditors are to be paid in full. The last mega bankruptcy filing in September was by Gatehouse Media, Inc., one of the largest publishers of locally based print and online media in the United States. Gatehouse Media has 97 daily publications and serves local audiences of more than 10 million per week across 21 states through hundreds of community publications and local websites. As of June 30, 2013, Gatehouse Media had $433.70 million in total assets, $1.28 billion in total liabilities. Concurrently with the bankruptcy filing, Gatehouse Media filed and requested confirmation of a joint prepackaged plan of reorganization. Gatehouse announced in September that it had entered into a plan support agreement with the administrative agent and certain lenders under its 2007 secured credit facility, including certain affiliates of Gatehouse, which contemplated a comprehensive restructuring of approximately $1.2 billion of debt scheduled to come due in August 2014. Half of the large filers for September involved a prepackaged filing. During the first 9 months of 2013, 16 of the 45 mega filings involved a prepackaged Chapter 11, or 36% of the mega filings. For fiscal year 2012, 13 of the 64 cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 filing, or about 20% of the mega cases. For 2011, 13 of the 83 mega cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan as of the petition date, or about 16% of the large Chapter 11 filings. For fiscal year 2010, a total of 35 prepacks prearranged cases were filed out of the 106 bankruptcy mega cases, or about one in every three filings in 2010. For the first 9 months of 2013, 14, or 31%, of the mega filings belong to the information industry. 9, or 20%, are involved in manufacturing, while 4, or 9%, are involved in healthcare. For the first 9 months of 2013, the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware was the most favored venue with 27 of the 45 mega filings, or 60% of the mega cases. The next closest, the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York, had only 6 mega filings, or 13% of the mega cases. In 2012, the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York was the most favored venue for mega filers with 21, wresting away the lead from the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware with 19 mega filings. In 2011, the Delaware Bankruptcy Court was the most favored of bankruptcy mega cases with 38 filings, or 46% of the mega cases, followed by the Southern District of New York with 16 filings, or 19% of the mega cases, and by the Northern District of Texas with 4 filings, or 5% of the mega cases. The rest of the bankruptcy mega cases are spread evenly throughout the various bankruptcy courts. Lehman Brothers Holding Corp. remains the biggest corporate bust in history. Lehman, which filed in 2008, had $639 billion in total assets and $613 billion in total debts at the time of its filing. For 2011, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by MF Global Holdings Ltd. and its affiliates. As of September 30, 2011, MF Global had $41.05 billion in total assets and $39.68 billion in total liabilities. For 2012, the largest Chapter 11 filing was by Residential Capital LLC, which disclosed $15.68 billion in assets and $15.28 billion in liabilities as of March 31, 2012. For the first 9 months of 2013, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by Maxcom Telecomunicaciones SAB to CV, which filed for Chapter 11 on July 23, 2013, with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware, listing $11.11 billion in total assets and $402.28 million in total liabilities. For the first 9 months of 2013, Young, Conaway, Stargett, and Taylor LLP represented 10 of the 45 mega filings as either counsel or co-counsel. The law firm represented The School Specialty, Penson Worldwide, Supermedia, Otelco and Rotec Healthcare, Agfeed Industries, Maxcom Telecomunicaciones, Rural Metro Corporation, Furniture Brands International, and Gatehouse Media in their respective Chapter 11 cases. That concludes Part 1 of the report. The report continues in Part 2.